Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with you, with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. And we're excited that John Swansinger is back too. John is CEO of Manta, an organization that that I've told you about many times over the years, and I've been fortunate enough to hang out with a few times. Manta.com, the organization that helps people like you put your best foot forward in the marketplace. He's our good friend John Swansinger. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, as my audience knows, crowdfunding last month took a big third step in terms of different ways of capitalizing a project or a business. I've talked about many times about the donating side, the cost side of crowdfunding. Then there's the lending side of crowdfunding. We've had those for a while now, but last month our government made, the SEC especially, I guess, made the investment side, the equity side of crowdfunding legal, didn't they?
They did. They did, yeah. It took about 4 years. So in 2012, Congress had announced that legislation with the Jobs Act that would allow this to happen. But the SEC, it took a while to set the parameters and everything, and that just happened in May.
And this, tell the audience what this allows people to do.
So basically, it allows a small business to raise up to $1 million in equity funding, and individuals can contribute through a crowdfunding platform or directly. So you can go to a lot of these different sites that you may see online, you know, GoFundMe or things like that, and invest directly as an individual in a small business up to $1 million. And they set some rules about what's required if you do that. If you can be helped by a third party, those types of things. You don't need audited financials now. That was the sticking point.
Right.
So it almost, the interesting thing is, I don't know really how much this is going to help your kind of regular small business. I think it will help in some capacity seed funding for smaller startup-like companies that in many cases compete with the traditional small business.
Right.
But it's still available. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's sort of like we have quite a few government approved retirement programs out there, and they're not all for everybody, but there are enough of them that it winds up catching everyone somewhere. And this is another example. This is a capitalization option that small businesses have. I've said from the beginning, John, that this was not going to be a silver bullet for most small businesses who are needing capital. Because because there are just too many disconnects between the traditional small business, the exit strategy, the way they operate, all that. There's too many disconnects between them and most investors. But as you say, I can see where over time, maybe up to 10% of small businesses would be able to use this to help them capitalize their business. What do you think? What do you think about that number?
Yeah, back of the envelope, that sounds correct. I think, for any small business, now you have to figure out, is crowdfunding for you? How does it work? How do you do it? And then get the funds to come in. Those are a lot of steps still. Mm-hmm. And as you know, and you've talked about before, traditional lending to small businesses has been very tight, but at least it's, to date, it's a little bit more understandable for the small business how they go about doing that. So.
Well, and the thing that I'd like to make sure people remember is that if you're unbankable, if you're bankable, you should be doing business with a bank. And there's plenty of money available from banks if you're bankable. If you got a good credit rating, if your business is solid enough, but if you can't, you can still go to the same sources, the crowdfunding lending platforms. And you can borrow money now. It's more expensive than banks, but you can't. The beautiful part about all this, John, as you know, is at least today, almost anybody can get some capital from debt. It just may cost them a lot more than they should pay.
Right. That's right. It's no different than, you know, your personal credit cards, right? There are different interest rates on those, and it depends on how, you know, how what type of lending risk the bank thinks you are.
And see, in the old days, when I could get a bank loan, even though I wasn't all that bankable, even then, even though I was doing business with a bank because there was no crowdfunding, I was paying the bank way too much interest. They were charging me too much interest, but it was because I was very risky. And so
that's
what happens. The more risky you are, the riskier you are, the more you're going to pay. You get your business operating better, become more bankable, and the risk goes down and the interest rates go down. John Swanzinger and I will be right back. He's with Manta. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.